So we're continuing today in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Vav Sif Yud. Tzarech lizar ma'ot sheyomar tevas amen kitikuno. A person has to be very careful to recite amen or to answer amen in the appropriate way. Shelo yachtof ha'alef v'lo yavliya hanun. Literally again, don't go ahead and truncate the aleph and don't swallow up the nun. In other words, make sure to articulate the letters. Furthermore, don't answer amen before the chazan finishes the bracha. This could often come up, especially in a situation where the chazan is singing. People are answering amen already, even before the bracha is complete. Kizeu amen chatufa. This is called the snatched amen, right? In other words, an amen that is made before the bracha is finished. The gam lo ye'achar me'la'anos amen. Ultimately, don't delay in answering. In other words, amen is a response. As such, it has to really be recited right after the bracha is completed. Delaying answering the amen is an amen yisoma, an orphaned amen. So there's a snatched amen, right? The snatched amen is an amen that is recited before the bracha is over. And then there is an orphaned amen, which is an amen that is answered up after the bracha is already been completed. In other words, some time after the bracha has been completed. Ella, tekev kishem esayim ha-mavarech ha-sabracha. Rather, as soon as the mavarech, the person making the bracha, completes the bracha, ya'ane amen. A person should, the listener should answer amen. Below yagbia kol yosem in amavarech. Furthermore, don't answer amen in a voice that is louder than the one making the bracha himself. Shene'amar, gadlu l'Hashem iti, as the pasuk says, literally, make Hashem great with me. In other words, exalt Hashem, or make God great with me. Let's exalt His name together. The idea is together that, in other words, my decibel level for the amen should be the same decibel level ultimately as the mavarech. So therefore, Rabosai, a number of important halachas. Number one, when reciting amen, make sure to articulate the letters. Number one. Number two, do not go ahead and answer amen before the bracha is over. That's called the snatched amen. Do not delay in answering the bracha, in answering amen, once the bracha has been completed. Ultimately, again, because that is called an orphaned amen. When answering amen, a person should answer amen immediately after the bracha, and person should answer amen in the same decibel level as the person who made the bracha. Beautiful. Hey, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.